The dynamic duo is back in action.
We are here.
She's alive.
I am here.
How are you doing?
I am great.
That's Stephanie from Emerald Coast Coins. If you don't remember that voice, because it's been over a month.
Yeah.
You're healing from surgery.
Yep.
You brought an assistant today.
I did. He's just hanging out.
The sweetest little assistant. Just so precious.
He's just
growing
chilling.
Up, actually.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I know.
They grow up very fast, those kids.
They do.
So what's been going on? I mean, are you back at the store or are you still just trying to take some time?
I'm working my way back. I'm going to start Monday going back to work slowly but surely. Dad would like me back full time. I'm going to go back as much as I can. It's a hard surgery to recover from the surgery I had. So
yeah,
I'm still tired.
Definitely don't want to push it
no.
with anything in life. I'm always like, I think as Americans, we really try to push ourselves.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why we have so many different sicknesses and diseases. Everything is fast, 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 fast.
Exactly.
Food, fast this, fast that. And it's just, we need to also go, shoop.
Yeah.
Time to sit back and relax, which kind of, I want to get into what is new at the store and what's happening right now. But if you do have a question or you want to jump into the conversation, 850-437-1620. I also want to share coming up. Oh, I just had it. Something I found the other day that I'm going to do it not right now in a few minutes that I found. Oh, here it is. I found on the internet. And so I'm going to go through it with you live here on Pep Talk and hear your thoughts on it.
Okay.
Okay. So before we get to that, what's new at Emerald Coast Coins?
So even though I have been gone for a couple of weeks, it has been crazy insane.
Great.
Gold and silver have been going bonkers. They have been running out of silver like crazy. They have plenty of 1 ounce gold eagles. Silver should be coming in today. You know, all the stuff that's been going on with the news and everything, I think drove people to go purchase, purchase, purchase. No complaints. We always like it when that happens. You know, we've been down this road before where people want to come in and mass buy stuff.
Yeah.
So we're okay with it. Silver will be coming in today. We have plenty of 1 ounce gold eagles, but it's been crazy busy and the guys have been handling it like, you know, the masters that they are.
Okay. Very good. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say like the insanity that we see on the news can sometimes positively impact people.
Right.
But it kind of did.
It did. And, you know, like I said, and I think Dad, I'm going to guess Dad probably talked about this too. You know, this is a road we've been down before. We went down this road in 2008 when the store was brand new. When we've been in a business since 2002. Mm-hmm. In 2008, when the markets went crazy, we didn't have room for people. People were waiting outside. So we've been down this road plenty of times in our 21 years almost. Mm-hmm. My kiddos will be 21 this year of business. So this is not anything new to us. And we just roll with it every time. And we ebb and flow with the way of the markets.
Yeah.
And right now everything's up. You know, gold's higher. It's over $1,900 right now. Silver's at 21 and change right now. So it's,
and I think like your dad, like Steve had shared, was that like gold and silver is timeless. People continue to go back to it.
Always. Throughout the world, it's not just in America, it's like across the world, everybody is gold and silver is timeless. You can't go wrong with it. And even on the news, you know, when they were talking about, you know, don't invest in just one thing, put your investments in other things.
Yep.
Gold and silver is one of those things we always tell people, you know, it doesn't hurt to put your money in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go up and down too. And that's something tangible. That's something you can hold and you can keep in your safe in you know, in your house, bury it in your backyard, whatever you want to do with it.
Right, that's something
you can keep with you.
I think too, it's something that you can pass down and to generations to come and not worry that it's going to completely tank, because it won't.
It won't. It will always have something,
some value. Exactly. Okay, so it's 10:11. If you'd like to text in a picture, a question, a comment, anything that sparks your interest while Stephanie is here with Emerald Coast Coins, emeraldcoastcoins.com, 1811 Creighton Road. So I found something the other day, which makes me, of course, wonder if they're listening right now. something popped up called CoinSnap. Have you heard of this?
CoinSnap.
Let me go ahead and I am downloading it right now on my phone. Double click to install. I'm doing it while you're here, okay?
Okay.
Because I wanted to just kind of see what it does. It only gets 4 stars on my, I have an iPhone, so it only gets 4 stars for ratings. The reviews on the Google say that they're better than what they're rated on the iPhone. So, okay, let's see. Don't send me notifications. I will kill you. You can create an account. I don't like doing that. Maybe I should have done this before you got here. Anyways, what it's supposed to do is help you identify coins.
Ooh.
My only problem is, like what I'm seeing right now is, don't ask app not to track, is it asks you to pay them an amount is what I think I see.
Yeah, it looks like you need a subscription.
What does that cat know about coins? Look at that cat.
I see that cat.
Okay, so if you don't download it, because I wanted to do it live because I wanted to see what it's about. Are you seeing this too?
I do. I've already pulled it up.
Holy cow. Identify coins instantly with quick photos. So it says free consultation with coin expert. This is what I'm telling you though.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to do this because I kind of thought from the reviews. I read the reviews. I'm so sorry. I had to read the reviews because I didn't want to get spam or some kind of virus on my phone.
Right.
But guess what? In the fine print, it pretty much says that once you pay, then you have to like sign up and go through all this other stuff to get the free consultation.
Yeah.
Okay. My whole point in bringing this up is what?
That you have to pay to get it free.
Exactly. When you could just go
to the coin shop,
our coin shop,
and get it for free.
$4.99 a month. You don't get as much as the 14. Like, this is crazy. You either pay $14.99 a year or $4.99 a month, or you can just take your stuff and head to Emerald Coast Coins. They do have like a couple of funny things here, like how to clean pennies with vinegar. I just want to know, you know, unless it's worth something, and even if it is, you probably don't want to clean it.
Yeah, no, never clean a coin. We've had that conversation.
Yeah.
Don't clean it. Don't clean your coins.
What is that one thing I think I saw? You remember that video from when we were in like high school and middle school of when they would clean pennies with the
ketchup?
Or
the
tomatoes?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I forgot about the ketchup. I was talking about the Coca-Cola.
Or, I mean, almost the same, like the same reaction because it's got the, you know, the like acidic stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then I wondered why I had a stomachache for so many years.
Right.
Why does it eat that penny?
Why does it eat away at your lining?
Exactly. 850-437-1620. Drop those questions in here. Here's one. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, hey, really cool.
Yeah.
Everybody who is coming from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, Midway, Tiger Point.
Yeah.
3 lanes open
Hello.
Now.
Hello.
On 3 Mile Bridge.
Isn't that amazing?
It's a lucky week.
It is a lucky week.
Yes, 3 Mile Bridge heading northbound, the 3 lanes are open.
Yes.
Which is really exciting. And it was already looking beautiful and getting near to being done, but I think that's awesome too. What that does is it, number one, frees up more space for less traffic, but also brings more businesses in.
Definitely.
From the Gulf Breeze, Navarre area, which although I'm sure they have wonderful businesses too, I'm not knocking it, it's not as plentiful as what we have here in Pensacola.
Exactly.
We have a lot of people who come and do a lot of shopping days.
They do. They plan their days around coming here, and it makes it so much easier for them to just come over that bridge that's now open and beautiful and easy to travel over. Finally.
It's like we're hitting the finish line really with it. So I wanted to share that while you were here because I thought that was so exciting. What is the cost of a 1 ounce gold coin at your store? And do you require cash for your purchases?
So definitely call the store to get a price point just because I haven't been there in 2.5 weeks. And I am sure premiums have been changing with the volatility of the markets.
Okay.
850-473-1515. Typically, we do require cash or a personal check if you're a returning customer, or if it's a local check for new customers. I do not take credit or debit cards on any gold or silver bullion purchases at all. We do prefer cash. So, but I don't know what the prices are right now, like I said, because the markets have been a little volatile as of late.
Why is it cash though? Is it just like requirements? Is it requirements from like whoever you report to?
No, I say cash or check. Cash or check. We, credit debit cards are just, people can dispute those, really easily. And our price points are, points between what we sell those are and what they charge us to take a credit card are super thin. So we would lose lots of money and not make our $30-$40 mark that we make on those coins. People think, well, they're so expensive. Yeah, gold coins are expensive, but it costs me a lot of money to get those too.
Well, yeah, that's true. I don't think everybody like takes that into
They're like, account. Well, gold's at $1,924 and I'm paying over, $2,100, just a number off the top of my head, but I'm not making all that money on that. I'm only making a very small amount on that because I still have to pay over that $1,900 to get it.
Exactly.
I don't get to pay spot price for a gold coin. I still have to pay over it to get it.
Okay.
That's why I have to sell it over more to give it to sell it to you.
Okay, that makes sense. I like it. What about PayPal, Venmo, or Cash App?
Oh no, my dad's super old school.
It's a no for me, dog.
That's it. Yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Randy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wayne here. Morning, Wayne. Please don't clean coins. It will ruin the numismatic value.
Correct, Wayne.
Yeah. Don't.
Ever. Bring them into me. Dirty. It's all right. Don't try and look at the date. I can figure it out for you.
Right. I was thinking about those Coinstar. Is it called Coinstar? Where you go in and drop your coins and then it like counts it and gives you cash.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody ever brought anything like accidentally they've found in there?
Yes. I had a customer when we still had our shop out in Milton years ago. A guy had, he had dumped his change and he was filling, in the bottom, and somebody who knows how long before him had dumped change in there, and he found a 1/10 ounce gold eagle. Stop it.
What?
Yeah.
That would have been, I would have tripped out.
And there's no telling,
That's crazy.
No telling who it was, and he was just like, his lucky day.
Oh my gosh.
This person.
See? Listen, sometimes it pays. I would have like a big jar, one of those wide mouth mason ball jars. Is it bell or ball?
Ball, yeah. Exactly.
We fill those up and then go take them. And then I'd always be like, where is this Canadian money coming from? I got duped at the dollar store.
That's
I didn't even realize it. You know what I'm talking about.
I do know exactly what you're talking about.
And it does nothing for me. It's just I'm like, here, kids, go play with it.
Another thing, back to the credit cards, the fees that get charged to us, we also get charged the reward offers. Like when you get rewards from your credit cards, we get charged that months later. So like if you get your 5% back rewards for your credit, like months, we get charged that. And that takes a lot of money from us too. That's why we don't take credit
cards.
Why
do they do that? That's the whole incentive of the
credit
card.
That's the whole
company.
Incentive for you, but not for the small business.
Ew, that's gross.
I know.
I don't like that.
That's okay to use it at the Walmarts and the Targets, but not at the small business.
Yeah, because they can handle that.
They can.
Oh, man. Read that fine print. That's crazy.
That's why Walmart needs to buy TikTok.
Yeah. I love how her mic just broke it when she started to talk about that. As I told you, they're listening. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to comment. Yeah, so I think, you were talking about bringing in a check, though. I always feel like I have my life together when I have my checkbook in my wallet.
And it's so weird. People are like, whoa, people still take checks? And we're like, we always tell our customers, always keep a spare check in your wallet. And it's become super beneficial to some of them. They're like, have a check.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. I think that it's something,
really prefer it with repeat customer, somebody who's come in a lot. A new customer, I would definitely prefer you bring in cash the first time. And
okay.
I always say research on cash and how much you should, research that. I'm not a financial advisor, but definitely do your research on how much cash you're supposed to spend and not supposed to spend, because there are stipulations.
Okay. Oh, really?
Without getting into it too much, because again, I'm not a financial advisor.
Oh yeah.
But
that's fine.
Yeah, or call the store and talk to the guys.
Okay.
And just go, again, just go sit down and talk to us in the store about it too, or call and talk to us at the store about it.
Okay.
Dad makes exceptions.
Okay. No, that's good to know. I like it. Thank you for those questions. You can keep them coming. It's 10:22 here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Stephanie is joining me from Emerald Coast Coins, emeraldcoastcoins.com. Find them on Facebook as well. You can shoot them a message. Hold on 1 second with that question. I'll promise to get to you. So I was going to say, it is springtime, so a great time of year. I know that when Steve was in here a couple weeks ago, y'all still had some metal detectors in store.
We do.
Which it's warming up. I mean, it is not super warm today. No. I get it.
I think it's going to be up to 70 today and then get cold for a couple more days and then get back warm again.
Right.
I mean, that's typically what happens, here on the panhandle of Florida.
Yep.
We get our little cold spur and then it gets warm again and we're good.
So my suggestion is, though, prepare for some summer months and activities that you can do outside, either early in the morning or late in the evening,
yeah,
things like that, to get your bodies moving, and something that you could end up making money off of. I think that's the thing, is it's not only just to find like a hobby, even though that's very healthy for us. Studies have been done.
Yeah.
When people have hobbies and are moving their hands and working, being creative, whatever it is, and something that they enjoy.
Exactly.
They are like, there's a certain percentage more happier.
Yep, exactly.
I don't have it, pulled up right here. And they have more longevity in life.
Yep. That is so true. And if you do metal detecting and you find that jewelry or what have you, we do buy that, we buy the jewelry stuff too, broken or not broken, whatever, as long as you get into the shop before 4 o'clock.
Right.
Gold and silver. We buy that stuff. We just got to do paperwork for the police department to make sure you're still a good citizen. It doesn't have to be metal detecting jewelry. It could be jewelry that you don't wear anymore.
See, I think that too, like, people need to just know when you're spring cleaning right now, which I think a lot of people are doing spring cleaning, getting stuff out of their house and divvying things up and winding down for, like, I wonder why we do spring cleaning. Did somebody just make up that phrase and go, spring cleaning?
Probably.
And then we all were like, oh, I guess we have to clean our house in the spring. It's just,
rude.
Anyways, that's going down like a whole other, that's a whole other thing. But when you're doing that, you could possibly find something. You're like, I don't really want this anymore. Okay, let me get back to this question. 850-437-1620. What types of jewelry do you not take?
I don't take costume jewelry. The jewelry I take, gold, silver, and platinum. So I buy diamonds, like, based off the wholesale market. I can't purchase gemstones at all because I just don't have a market for it. And I buy everything based off of, because after 30 days it goes off and gets melted. So I don't purchase it like I'm going to resell it, because we're not a resale store. Everything goes off and gets melted. So if it's gold, silver, or platinum, I can purchase it for you. From you.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. I and like diamonds. It. Oh, and diamonds.
Yep, and diamonds. There, again, I'm, you know, if you paid, you know, $40,000 for a diamond ring, don't expect to come in and get $20,000 for it.
Okay.
I can't do that because it's just wholesale. The wholesale world doesn't work that way. Unfortunately, I can help lead you in the right direction, and that's what I always strive to do, because in the end I want you to get the best money for your beautiful jewelry. But you know, I just, my price isn't always going to be that price, but I will do what I can to help you, because that's what my goal in life is.
Okay, I like it. Alrighty. Any other changes though, or anything that we need to be aware of? I'm just kind of thinking ahead right now.
Off the top of my head, no. Not off, you know, nothing that I can think of.
Okay.
Since
Perfect.
I've been gone.
I know.
The boys haven't sprung anything on me.
Okay, good. So hours are all still the same.
Hours aren't changing.
We're just...
I'm keeping my weekends.
Trucking along. I'm just trying to pull this up for your Facebook real quick to send this to somebody. So
Perfect.
I apologize. I'm struggling with doing two things at once.
My Facebook hasn't been updated in a minute, but you guys can always message us on Facebook. If you have questions, if we don't get to you right away, kind of just send us a reminder and be like, hey, I'm still here. Like Facebook, you know, don't forget me. Mm. You can email us, call the store to get the email.
Okay.
You know, 850-473-1515. You can email us if you're not Facebook savvy, because not everybody does the face space.
Yeah.
You know, yep. Which I get it.
Yeah.
Totally. No, I get it. Totally get it.
We're starting to not be fans of it. I'll just tell you that much.
There you go. You call and ask us questions 100%. You know, we do what we can, especially if you don't live right in the town of Pensacola. You know, I don't want you to drive out to us if you don't need to.
Okay, I like it. Or so, just take a trip over that 3 mile bridge and see.
See how beautiful it is.
Oh, it's definitely beautiful. Exactly. Today looks like a perfect. Beautiful, perfect day too. Is it still chilly out? That's the question.
Yes, it's almost
a smidge chilly. Okay, I think I caught up on all of our questions here on the text line. We got two types of jewelry that you don't take. No costume jewelry. Okay.
We take sterling flatware, too, as long as it says sterling on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that answered all of it. Wow. Okay. Wow. Thank you for texting in this morning.
You guys
I really
have been
appreciate
great.
It.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a fun question, random.
Okay.
It doesn't have to do with coins.
Okay.
But EmeraldCoastCoins.com, 1811 Creighton Road, 473-1515, mm-hmm. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed Saturdays and Sundays. Find them on Facebook. Got to get that jewelry or whatever you were looking to sell to them, whoever's texting in, 1 hour before they close. So by 4 p.m., please. Chicken wings.
Okay.
Are they still chicken wings if they don't have bones?
I saw that.
You know what I'm talking
about? I do know what you're talking
about. The man who's suing Buffalo Wild Wings.
I mean.
I really wish I had that much time on my hands.
I wish I did, too. Theoretically, I call them chicken nuggets.
They're nugs to you?
Yeah.
Somebody.
But I'll call them whatever. They still taste good.
Exactly. So do you like them with bone or without?
I like them with bone.
You like them with bone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're a lot messier, I feel like, with bone.
I don't care.
You just like get in.
Yeah, that's it.
And you just enjoy it. Okay. Enjoy all right.
I'll eat them either way.
So
I like
far,
chicken.
Not one person has said that they are wings. Not a one person has texted in or agreed. So I feel like this man in Chicago, whatever, I forgot his name already, Hamill.
Yeah.
He's going to win this lawsuit. Is that going to change wings forever?
No.
Better idea with your time. Go become a numismatist.
I agree.
Instead of suing Buffalo Wild
exactly.
Wings.
Exactly.
Thanks, Steph. EmeraldCoastCoins.com. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.